As many of us have come to find out the hard way, sometimes it's just next to impossible to dispose of a body. Lack of space and budget for incineration equipment, nosy neighbors, or dietary restrictions can rule out most of the old reliable methods, so Paul Hallenbeck of Mad City Haunt turned to science for the obvious solution, radioactive flesh-eating insects. And so began the creation of his flesh-eater tank, which he built for the 2014 Haunt season. A transparent tank topped with heavy electrical equipment and containing a ravaged, decomposing corpse head and several large, hungry insects scuttling frantically and randomly throughout the tank. The flesh-eater tank began life as a humble plastic terrarium tank, which Paul picked up on sale at PetSmart. On top of the lid, he built a semi-pyramidal box out of foam core to house the UV light source, which in this case was a small UV flashlight, like the kind bouncers use to check hand stamps in nightclubs. Pointed down into the tank, the flashlight was mounted with a little plastic lens in front to scatter the light. Using PVC, foam core, craft foam, little computer mounts and standoffs, and copper ground wire, he built up and detailed the lid of the tank to give a rendition of weird, old-school Universal Pictures high-voltage equipment. He added some little ornamental feet on the bottom and painted all the non-transparent parts of the tank setup to look like aged brass. The head was a cast resin prop skull that Paul already had, which he corpsed with cotton, tissue, and latex. He added an eyeball and then painted the head to look raw and eaten. The use of a solid resin head instead of a foam one was beneficial, as the weight was necessary to keep it from being visibly jostled when the animated bugs bumped into it. The real stars of the show, of course, are the bugs themselves. Realistic insect movement is hard to do, as simple repeated movement along a track or armature is quickly seen as fake, prompting many people to use video projections of bug movement, either real or computer-generated. But the problem with projections is that they will project uniformly over a three-dimensional surface, instead of running around things or otherwise altering their routes to conform with the topography. And besides, up close, any projection larger than a centimeter or so will very blatantly reveal itself to be a two-dimensional image. No good for Paul. Instead, he used a pre-made toy called Hexbugs Nano, which are small plastic shells with fixed legs and a small vibrating motor. They're basically the same principle as BristleBots, a do-it-yourself toy many people make using a toothbrush head and cell phone vibrator motor hooked up to a button battery. The principle is simple. As the entire piece vibrates, the tips of the legs skitter off of the ground and it basically becomes like a small hovercraft. In addition to the hovering effect, the vibration makes the prop full of kinetic energy that will respond to any impact. So anything that touches it, or that it touches, will send it skittering away like a little hyperactive air hockey puck. Where the Hexbugs triumph over the homemade BristleBots is in their curved shape and low center of gravity, which makes them self-righting when they inevitably flip over on their backs. Since Hexbugs are reactive and not collision-avoiding like a Roomba, the area they move in needs to be smooth and fairly simple to avoid entrapment, so the only obstacle in the tank is the skull. Hexbugs are brightly colored and actually not very bug-like, so he painted them all black, adding nasty little bristly hairs and fiery red UV-reactive eyes. He then made a fake bug out of scraps to set on top of the head to suggest one actually feeding. Aside from the realistic movement of the bugs, what makes the whole prop sing is the detailing. From the mysterious, heavy-looking electrical equipment on the top to the little ornate clawfoot legs holding the tank up, the surfaces are richly textured and aged. The opaque parts of the tank are all black-primed and painted metallic brass, which is scuffed, black-washed, and then patinaed with green and aqua paint. The transparent tank itself was scratched up with sandpaper and sponged with black and gray washes to make it aged and grungy-looking, harkening back to those days when hygiene standards for radioactive insect-mediated flesh disposal were shamefully lax. He printed out a radiation warning label on inkjet sticker paper, which was then aged and distressed, as was a wallpaper for the back of the tank, a Photoshop chart of old-looking insect anatomy diagrams. The overall result is a sort of steampunk, Victorio-Frankensteinian vibe, just perfect for a mad laboratory, which, surprise, surprise, is where he plans to use the prop this year. A mad lab also provides an excuse for a lot of infernal background racket, with lots of buzzing and high voltage noise, which is kind of necessary because this is a noisy prop. There are four vibrating plastic machines buzzing and skittering around in the tank, so it wouldn't be a good choice for a quiet library setting. Since he already had the skull and two of the hex bugs, the whole shebang only ended up costing him about $35 or so to build. You can review the revolting repast of these radioactive raveners by visiting Paul's website at www.madcityhaunt.com. He has tons of pictures, a detailed how-to if you'd like to make one of your own, and videos showing the prop in action. You'll find it hard to believe that Paul's actually new to the haunt scene, only just discovering the online haunt community and building the first haunt of his own in 2013. However, he dove into the newfound online information resources with a vengeance. And, coming from a background in art and graphic design, his first forays into prop building pulled out all the stops and went for some pretty advanced builds right out of the gate. This being only the second major prop build of a self-professed newbie, I think we can all look forward to some pretty spectacular things showing up in the Mad City Haunt in the years upcoming. Tasty work, Paul. Your noggin-noshing nightmare is truly a feast for the eyes. I am not worthy.
Hauntcast!
Haunting Halloween and horror!